Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Phil and Alexandre just returned a kickoff, 97 yards for a touchdown. Made a couple people miss on the sideline. Broke a tackle right around midfield. And then he started celebrating with high steps about 17 yards from the goal line. He brought us delicious salads. Now you're saying, what do you mean salads? This is the best salad I've ever had. It's just a heap of meat and a bunch of lettuce. And he actually wanted to bring us sandwiches, and we just said, yeah, that's not a thing that we could do on National Sandwich Day.
We can't have them, unfortunately, because I got to weigh in at the MP 180 weight loss tomorrow. I just can't have a sandwich, even on National Sandwich Day. So what Jersey Mike's will do is they'll just make any sub into a sandwich. They'll make any sandwich into a salad is what I mean.
So basically, this is just for me. It's just a bunch of meats in a bowl. I think this is EMP friendly, right?
Yeah, that what you got is fine. What you got is A-okay.
Here's what I don't know, because it's so delicious and so amazing. I don't know if I'm cheating a little bit, because I don't know if the meats are like non-preservative, or, you know, whatever that is.
Yeah, are they cured? Is there any sugar in there? But I'll tell you this.
Here's what
fine.
I know. I think I'm crushing a delicious salad, and I don't think I'm eating bread, so everyone should leave me alone.
Yeah, I also think delicious salad is an oxymoron. Again, the best salad doesn't approach the worst sandwich. I think everybody knows that.
But what you're eating is delicious.
It's a salad. It's limited by its saladiness, and anybody who tries to sell you salad is something that's okay.
2080 scouting scale me on that salad.
That's a 30, because it's a salad. It's the best a salad can be, and that's just not very good. No, but this is good. I mean, I'm not trying to look a gift horse in the mouth and say anything bad.
Seems like you're staring right at that horse.
No. This is what I asked for. Phil's a good man and thorough. He got Dar-a-Lago and Old Thommy subs, and they're enjoying themselves. I'm over
you
here.
You guys got real subs?
Yeah, let me just tell you, that old number 7, Mike's Way, fantastic.
What's Mike's Way?
With the lettuce, I don't get tomato, no tomato, onion, oil, vinegar,
it's like all
spices.
The topics.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait,
fantastic.
I didn't even know you guys had real subs.
Yes. That was the whole point. On sandwich day, our boy Phil was going to bring us sandwiches, and I'm like, hey, we can't have sandwiches.
No, I figured he just did like everyone gets a salad bit to keep it simple.
It was Playmaker Friday today, so Phil had to make a play.
Wow.
Jacoby Jones, the opening kickoff of the second
proud
half.
Proud of Phil. Phil, hop on a mic real quick. I'm curious, first of all, how this all started, where this came about. Also, how terrible or good is your team in our fantasy league at this point? Something I'm curious about, Phil, because draft night, You had a lot of questions, not a lot of answers, if you know what I mean. So where are we at first on the sandwiches? How did these come about?
So sandwiches came about. I was driving around listening to your show. You announced that it was National Sandwich Day, and I said, you know, I think I want a sandwich, and I think I want my friends at the station to have a sandwich too.
You're a great man.
Oh, my God, Phil.
And then Thom and Dar chimed in and saved him because he was about to go way off the beaten path and not go to Jersey Mike's.
Where were you going
to
go, Phil?
I was thinking about going over to Letary.
Ooh, a nice
sub from there, where Mangialardo and Son, something local.
So we kept him correct, and we made him an everyday Dorson Boyce. The whole reason why this challenge was made.
Who can make a play? I can. Phil can. That's who can make a play. Okay, now my next question is your fantasy team in the Grant and Danny Listener League. How are we looking?
Looking good. I have decent running backs. Playing you this week, actually.
I already beat you
first week of the season. I'm going to beat you whatever week this is. Week
are you 5-star Phil?
Yeah, I'm 5-star Phil. So
He's 6-2, man.
Yeah, there we go.
Wow.
That's because he got 5 stars, Danny, after driving us back from Mushball.
That's what he got. He earned 5 stars. Now, I ruined his front seat because I got Max Scherzer's Rethink Water dumped on me in celebration of the football victory. So I was sopping wet. And Phil was like, that's fine. I sat down in his car.
He was not happy about it.
He was not thrilled. I made a squishing sound when I got in there. Oh, it was a bad
I had
beat.
No idea where you guys were, by the way.
Yeah.
Because I was supposed to drive you back, I think, or something. And then I looked around and nobody was around. So I guess Phil took you home. I meant to ask about that. Danny, you are quietly, I don't know if you'll admit to this, you're the king of the Irish goodbye. You do not say goodbye.
I hate waiting around.
It's called every day at 2:00.
But just in general, he always tells me, like, when I say, like, I'll give you a great example. Your wedding. Or not, you didn't get married. Dar's wedding.
No.
Sorry.
I wasn't there for that one.
Right. So Dar's wedding. Danny is just, him and his wife are out on the dance floor next to me. My fiance, we're having a great time. And my fiance is like, hey, where's Danny and his wife? And I'm like, oh, they're around, I guess. I don't know. He was just gone. And then the next day I asked him, he's like, but it's never like, yeah, we just left. It's always like, I don't know. I don't think you like to admit that you do Irish goodbyes for some reason. That's my allegation.
That's the first part's correct. The Irish goodbye is 100% right. The admission of it is, I'm admitting it right now, of course. I hate long belated goodbyes. Like, all right, man, we'll see you later. Or and just, no one leaves. Hey, all right, man.
Or just, hey, we're leaving. You hate doing that.
Yeah, because then there's an explanation.
Like,
half the time we do
events together or something. Like, we'll do it, like a watch party.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just turn around and, like, you're just gone.
Yeah.
It's like we've been standing side by side for an hour and a half.
Pretty much.
And you don't, like, there's no bye. There's no, I'm gone. I don't know. Maybe he's in the bathroom. Maybe he's not.
But here's the inverse is the inability to leave. It's time to leave. Let's all leave. And then no one's leaving. And we're just sort of standing around in a circle, just kind of rehashing the same thing that we just rehashed 7 seconds ago. No one's really sure who's going with who. It's time to leave.
What if you just said, hey, man, I'm out. I'll see you later. And then just walked out.
It's never that simple. Because then you get joned on for that, too. So when I tell this.
You get joned on for that?
Yeah. Well, the gaggle of buffoons that sit out there right after our show say, all right, guys, see you later. And everyone's like, bye, Dan. Don't let the door hit you because you're sprinting out of here. Like, whatever the joke is. Like, there's always mockery that takes place. So no matter what you do, I guess you have to stand around for 45 minutes and shoot the crap.
You cannot concern yourself with the comments behind your back at this radio station.
That's why I'm not. And I simply say, Irish goodbye it all the time. And if I get joned on for that, if I get Joan Chachi'd on for that, no problem. I have no problem with that. I Irish goodbye all the time. It's the most efficient way to do it.
Your stance makes enough sense here. Is it a little different at Dar's wedding when we're spending a great night of fellowship? Is that a little bit different or no?
No, it's precisely the same. It all feeds out of the same trough. No one need. I need to stop them from having their one-for-one and be like, okay, guys, big production. I'm leaving. It's time.
Big production.
It's time to go.
The word goodbye. This is like the email.
No, it's not.
This is a little bit like the email. It takes 5 seconds.
No, it's not. Because
if you went to lunch with Thom right now, well, you wouldn't because Phil just brought us these amazing
No goodbye bowls. Conversation lasts 2 seconds. It doesn't exist. You pretend as it does. You dawdle like it's no one's business. It's impossible to get you to go places.
The problem is I have a hard time leaving. Like the mushball game, I was one of the last people to leave.
And this is my point.
I'm talking to people.
I know you are.
I'm being social.
I know you are. And the goodbye takes 45 minutes. It's my least favorite thing about going to parties. My least favorite thing about being social out and about. My wife takes too long. She's gotten on board of this let's just go train.
Is she in on the Irish goodbye?
She gets it now. She sees the value in it.
What is your reaction? And I hope this is not offensive, but I honestly want your reaction.
All right.
If I say the Irish goodbye is a rude thing, what do you say to that?
I suppose. Maybe it is. But it saves a lot of angst. Saves a lot of irritation. It's highly efficient.
And also, on that specific situation, I'm with you, Grant, where Danny is the king of walking out when he goes, hey, what's that? And then you turn around and he's gone. There's just smoke.
Yeah.
From where he was.
He definitely pops smoke.
There's an outline, yeah.
But for that wedding, for Dar's wedding, you sleep on the fact, and I don't know about you, Danny, I had to go over that Bay Bridge. I had to go back to the Thom Pound
in
Gaithersburg.
No, he was in the hotel.
I had a hotel.
Okay, so maybe for Danny it's different, but for me, I did the same thing. I did Whitney Houston's playing. Time to leave. See you guys. And I beat everyone to the line of the valet. I did the exact same thing.
I recall your Irish goodbye as well, but you know what I also recall, Thommy? That while you were roll into the door, we made eye contact and you did a wave. I knew you were leaving, Thom.
I was headed for the exit.
I thought Danny and I were doing fellowship. I thought that we were having a good time. We were hopping around to the chain smokers. Everybody was enjoying themselves. Next thing I know, Danny's gone. I said, well, sure enough, he didn't leave already. First of all, it's super early.
Okay, man. All right. So what are you up to tomorrow? I don't know. So good to see you. Oh, my God. Okay, well, I don't know what you guys are up to later. All right. I guess 45 minutes of that. I avoid it. I leave. It's the best.
How about this? Hey, man, I'm headed back to my hotel. See you, dude. Fun time.
It's not
me
how
too.
It goes. And you know that.
That's exactly how it
you,
goes.
You pretend.
What am I going to do? Say, Danny, please don't leave.
No goodbye conversation goes that way. Chicks start talking. You talk because you can't go anywhere quickly.
If you went to lunch with Dar right now and you guys were eating a delicious lunch together.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say goodbye when you got up to leave, or would you just, he would go to the bathroom and you would walk out?
No, of course I'd say goodbye before we leave.
I don't know if you would.
I would, and you're being funny, and that's adorable. But the big deal here is the Irish goodbye is so efficient, it's so excellent, everyone's fine, hopefully we're grown-ups, we can deal with it. The naivete that you have, yesterday, for example, we're trying to leave, Dar and I are just ready to go. You pack up for 15 minutes.
Where
I don't know
this?
Why it takes so long. This is at the Nationals Park.
I'll tell you why. Because I was having a conversation with Charlie Slows.
Right. So the all right, man, we'll see you later. That doesn't, you don't have that. You don't have that DNA. You don't have that gene to be able to just get out of a condo.
He was talking to me.
Yeah. Well, everyone gave the cues that it was time to leave. We're just waiting around. Dar went to the bathroom twice.
Danny literally tried to leave.
I didn't.
It was.
I mean, we walked out of the ropes hoping that, him in blue shorts were going to be behind us.
It was time to go.
It was 2 minutes after our show, literally, when I was done talking to Charlie Sloan.
The amount of time that it took, that's the worst time in the world. It's like being on the airplane when the door's open and nobody's getting their bag.
2 minutes.
It was more than that.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
It was 2 minutes.
It was more. But it's not much more, but it was more than that. It was safe. You were packing up for 2 minutes, listening to anecdotes for another two. I mean, it's not a huge deal, that those number of minutes. My point is, leaving places is impossible when you do the normal social graces. It takes forever. It's so irritating. Nobody can just say goodbye. It's, oh, you're leaving? Oh, okay. This is so fun. And then we should make plans. Let's email each other. And what's your Twitter? It's annoying. It's irritating. It sucks. Leaving is just so calm and correct. Just leave. Just go away. Everyone is enjoying their nice time. Especially, I'm not going to bother the bride and groom. They're having a wonderful night. They don't need to stop what they're doing and acknowledge me in the middle of a Backstreet Boys choreographed dance type situation. Time to go. Just all go home. It's wonderful.
Go our separate ways. Do not say goodbye to each other.
No need.
Whatever you do.
No need.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. How can the Redskins beat the Seahawks? We'll get to that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.